All right, a man who's got all the answers to pretty much everything we could possibly want to know, including UC football and maybe some other things, Ray from Millville. Ray, welcome to the show.
Here's who you need to have as a celebrity sitting down there at the 50-yard line.
All right.
The Pussycat Dolls.
Now, are they going to sing a little song?
Who cares?
That's a good point.
All right, now,
the one chick is from, like, she went to Wright State or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She didn't go to UC, but you know what? Nicholas Shea didn't go to UC either. He
nope.
went to Miami. He's nothing but a rotten, dirty turncoat, and UC is welcome to him. UC deserves him.
Ouch.
And the kid whose voice hasn't changed yet, you don't like UC football, and you
it's
don't
true.
Like the Reds.
Hey, I like
sit around waiting for the 16 days for the Bengals? What the heck's going on, man?
I like the Reds.
You need to get fired up and start liking some sports.
Yeah, I'm not a big sports fan, I guess. No, I like the Reds. It's just I'm not fully on board yet. I'm not going down every night. Now, I tried to make that distinction because I didn't want people to think that I'm, you know, hating on the Reds or I'm not following them. Yeah, I go down to the occasional game, but I have not reached that rabid stage.
Dude, I figured a media big shot like you would call John Allen and have tickets in the press box, and you wouldn't have to pay for them.
No, I don't go that route because I've learned early on the press box route.
You want to be like one of the herd? You want to be like one of the lemmings? You
yes.
want to be like one of the cattle and see how the game is actually treated, how they treat the fans, actually?
I don't like watching from press boxes because you can't cheer. You know, if I'm going to a game of a team that I'm rooting for,
and
I want to be there to
cheer. You mean drink.
Yeah, yeah. I tried
okay,
to say it a little
okay,
more diplomatically.
Make sure we get that straight.
Now, right, maybe the Pussycat Dolls, I'm not exactly familiar with their song. How does their song go?
Loosen up my buttons, baby. Ow, you took something, baby. You, ow, come over here, baby. Yeah, Snoop Dogg, a dog in the head with the D. Ow, buttons. Here's the deal, though. UC will not only lose at home to one MAC team in Miami, they're going to lose at home to two MAC teams, Akron.
No way.
And then there's going to be much weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the kid whose voice hasn't changed yet's going to be right. UC does stink.
I'm always right. That's just the way of things.
I'm glad you knew which one I was talking about when I said the voice didn't change yet.
Now, the question is, wait, which one of us is it?
It's the one dude.
All right.
The dude just says he's not on
guy.
The bandwagon yet.
That's Mark. I'm Woody. Apparently, my voice has changed. So,
Mark, your voice has changed.
I'm holding out hope here still.
All right.
Someday for me.
Akron.
They're a good team.
They won their bowl game last year. They even beat Northern Illinois, which freaked the heck out of everybody. And they're going to roll into UC, and UC's already going to have like seven losses at that point. And they're going to be phoning it in, and they're going to be playing all the kids, and they're going to UC could lose to two MAC teams at home this year.
But you know what? It would not matter if the Pussycat Dolls were there on the 50-yard line.
Oh, don't you wish it? All right, you guys keep up the good work. I'm going back to the tavern.
Thank you, Ray. That was Ray in Millville. He gave us a call at 868-9664. And that was an outstanding celebrity that he suggested for a celebrity fan.
Only because he had
football.
The songs down. You got to give him respect for that.
Oh, man, that was something I never thought when we came up with the show several years ago.